So we have something to show and tell you about. And we get, at the station, emails from you wonderful P1s. Sometimes there's emails that are really nice to read. Sometimes maybe not so much. But I got one of the coolest emails I've ever gotten from a listener. And his name is Tom. And he emailed me and he said, I've been meaning to email you for some time now. I'm a P1 from way back. And I heard you mention your grandfather. My grandfather's name was Max. He said, I realize I have a connection with him. I am a graduate of Richardson High School. And my grandfather taught at Richardson High School and coached baseball at Richardson High School for years. And he said he was my drafting teacher, which is like buildings and I guess like at the beginning of architecture in a sense.
Oh, so not like fantasy drafts?
Right. So he was
I'd take that class.
Right? Wouldn't you?
Fantasy draft class. Who do I take class? One overall? Let's see.
Get your strategies together.
I could be very good at that. Maybe I could help teach one. We should start one. Maybe we can put it on the curriculum at somewhere. Anyway,
Donovan ISD.
When you're mayor of
Donovan ISD.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I'm getting my own school district started also. Along with
Are you changing the name of
mayor.
Duncanville?
No. We'll have our own curriculum
in my
school district.
Are you going to have a municipality?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you. How do you go about getting a city so I can have my own school district? I'm sorry, Matt. Continue.
Oh, okay.
Drafting.
So he was his drafting teacher. Said my senior year was 50 years ago. 1975 is when he graduated. And he tells me this whole thing. So apparently he is an architect now in Dallas. He goes, I've had a great career in a profession I love, mainly due to the inspiration I got from your granddad. Because I realized, and this is true, I realized very early in his class that he was a real hard-ass drill sergeant kind of person, a perfectionist, probably got that from his coaching career. He was a great coach and a hell of a drafting teacher. He had his rules. I remember him having students stand and face the chalkboard and put their nose in a circle he drew with chalk for breaking rules. Several students quit the class. But I loved his class, and I excelled. I think he realized my talent. In the second semester, he had me working in his office on extra drawings to enter industrial arts interscholastic competitions in North Texas. I received 2 first place awards. I still have all of my drawings and projects from his class here at my office with his famous red ink pen markups and grades on each sheet. He never let any mistake slip. He solidified my decision to pursue a career in architecture. I went on to attend the College of Architecture at Texas Tech. I've had a long career of 45 years and counting. Just wanted to let you know that your hard-ass granddad had a huge heart as well. I really admired him and really owe him for a lot of how my career started and how it has evolved. He was by far my favorite teacher, mentor, and inspiration. I'm sure he was a great granddad as well. I just wanted to share that with you.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
Yeah. And so when I read that, now my grandfather passed away. I mean, he died 2 months before my son was born, so about 14 half years ago, whatever it's been now. And reading that, it's just really cool to have, I think, anybody that has impacted your life. And for him, I'm so glad that he sent me this email, and I forwarded it to my dad. You know, but hey, I thought you might like this about Grandy, because that's what we called him, was Grandy. And I saw my dad yesterday. I was like, how about that email? Like, can you believe that? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, it was really cool to read that. And he goes, I hear that from a lot of his ex-players that my dad kind of knew over the years, that he was one of those guys that people either, you loved him or you hated him, but if you loved him, man, it just really meant something to you.
Now, was he that type of granddad to you growing up? Was he a hard ass?
I don't think I ever saw him as a hard ass.
People have their different personas at work, and their work children are way different than like the children in your family.
I think he probably was to my dad, but I think with us, there were only times if we were expected to be a certain way. Me and my brother Chris, when we were real little, before Mark was born, we would fight all the time, and there was one time, because they lived on a property out off Lake Quitman in East Texas, and we ran out the front door. They had like 9 acres of land, because he was chasing us with a belt, because he got tired of it.
Yeah.
And man, me and Chris climbed, I go in here, go in here! And we ran up, and we climbed up the top of these trees, because he couldn't get up to, and he just stood down there, looking at us. you boys better come down here. I'm like, no way.
And hey, you're going to get tired. You have to come down sometime, and I'll be right here.
Yeah, but by then.
Sets up with a chair.
He went back inside eventually, and man, I was horrified. I don't know how long we stayed up there, but finally, our grandma, we called her Meemaw, she came out, she said, you boys can come in now. I was like, I don't want to get whipped. He's fine. It was hilarious. And it's funny now because I see, you know, my son and, of course, my brother has a couple young girls. And I don't know, to see my dad, and I think about how my grandfather was. And, you know, my parents are great grandparents. And I think my dad's parents were for sure. And they were always at our events and came to a lot of different things. My mom's parents were much older, so they passed when I was younger. My grandmother died when I was 19, but my grandfather lived, I guess I was 30, 31 when he died.
Yeah, I know everyone has a different story when it comes to grandparents. And I always tell my nieces and nephews now that you just cherish those moments you have with grandparents. They are the best. My grandparents were the absolute best. My mom's mom and dad. And when they talk about growing up and all the things that happened to them growing up, it's like there's no way that Dave and Mimi did that.
Yeah.
They were
always
so cool with us. And it's the same way now. Yeah. With my mom and dad and their grandchildren, and they're all softies. And okay, so my nephew, he goes to the school right down the street. And I mean, right down the street. They will get in their car and go pick him up from school and bring him back home. When we walked 20 blocks to go to school every single day. And if we said, hey, can you take us to school? What's wrong with Ben and Jerry down there? You better walk to school. Like, it's remarkable now how soft they are when they go. How soft they are when it comes to the grandchildren. So when you see that.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And it's the hard ass. Oh, he's such a hard ass that he did that. And
yeah.
Man, I'm not seeing that. Those are my grandparents. They're great.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about my granddad particularly, and what was really weird is when I was in high school in Rockwall, two of the coaches, the head high school baseball coach played for my grandfather, and so did the head high school basketball coach. They both played for my grandfather, and both just happened to be coaches at Rockwall, but they had played for him at Richardson, and I mean, they loved him, and they were always like, Coach Longino wanted me to play basketball. I was like, oh, I always wanted to coach Max McLaren's grandson, and, you know, come on out. And I was like, oh, so I guess I'm on the team. And that was weird because that's when, no, it was crazy because when I got cut from JV, he sat down with me and goes, your grandfather meant the world to me. And, you know, if you want to keep playing, I'll put you on the team, but you're not going to play. And you're going to be one of those kids that you're not strong enough. You're not fast enough. You're not quick enough, but man, you can shoot. He goes, so I'll put you in when we're getting blown out. Because I was doing theater stuff, he goes, and I don't think he would have done that, you know. It was kind of out of respect to my grandfather, I think. And so I was
your last name carried some weight.
I know. I was like, Coach, I think I'm going to do theater. He goes, okay. I thought that might be.
He was like, he's like, so glad I did that.
I can't put that stick figure out there. He'll break in half.
Man, I really want to, but I can't.
Yeah, but it's
the whole crowd's cheering your name because you're like the 12th man on the bench. McLaren.
I was going to have him try and do it and see what kind of chant he came up with.
I hit a three and the whole place goes bonkers.
Nuts.
Almost out of spite because they can't believe that stick figure actually scored a bucket.
Like you can raise your arms high enough to get a shot off and make a bucket.
I come down the lane and the opposing center's horrified. I'm going to stab him in the chest with an elbow and it might pierce him.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And I will bet you your old man was really proud of that also.
Yeah.
Just to hear that. And it just brings back those memories of, he probably was a hard ass to your old man.
Oh, I know he was.
Right. Just like the same. Yeah. Now, do you see your parents acting differently with your son?
Yeah.
And you're like, are you serious? Like, what are we doing? We say that all the time. Well, me and my two sisters, we're together and they do something with the grandkids or whatever. It's like, that's not the mom and dad that we know.
Yeah. They change, man.
They have changed.
My dad is way more mellow, I think, and my parents, you know, my mom is always helping out with the girls, especially because my niece just turned 3 and the other one's 6 months. So she goes over and helps my sister-in-law a lot with the little ones. But, you know, they come over, like my mom will text me sometimes on the weekend. Like, do you have Maddox? I want to come see him. And she'll take him to lunch and go get ice cream and stuff like that, which is great. And I just think,
Like, you want to go get what?
Yeah.
How dare we go ask my parents to go get some ice cream?
At 3 o'clock?
You have ice cream money?
Right.
But you know how it is.
How many times have we heard that
right?
growing up?
Dude, the best part is when you start having kids and you get to use those things on your kids. Anytime I can use the dadism on my kid, dude, it's like you just hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning to walk it off. It's the best thing
especially
in the world.
Especially when they're little. He used to want to go to Chuck E. Cheese all the time. Like, oh, they're closed today.
Dude.
And he'd be like, really?
Kids are
like,
so dumb. Sorry. You can trick them. It's great.
You know, like stuff like
kids
that.
Are so dumb.
Or like, well, I mean, when he was little, you can't do that anymore. Even going to a store, he would know, like certain stores that have toy aisles. He was like, let's go to a toy aisle. But like, they don't allow you to do that on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And he just look at me. I'm like, yeah, sorry, we can't go to that part of the store. It's not open right now.
The best is doing age stuff. So like, you can move the goal every year. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, they only let 5-year-olds do that, buddy. I'm sorry. You only got 10 more months.
That doesn't work. Like,
you have to be this tall to go down
that
aisle.
That one doesn't work anymore.
Cause, and you know how it is. Like, there are times where you'd walk past a toy aisle. I wouldn't be thinking about it. And then it becomes, risk of a tantrum, risk of, I want a toy, and you freak out, so it's easier, but, oh, that part of the store is closed.
Dude, there's certain stores we just don't go to because they're going to want something out of that aisle.
And a grandparent would never do that.
never, ever.
They're probably the reason why you can't go down that aisle.
Do you want more cookies? Okay.
Right. Give that boy some
But it's great.
Cookies.
It was great. So, Tom, P1 Tom, really impactful. I really appreciate you sending me that email.
That's a delight. Absolutely.